Jesus' body was placed in the borrowed tomb of a secret disciple named Joseph. They rolled a large stone in front of the opening and went away. On Sunday morning, a woman named Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb. They found the giant stone had been rolled away. Upon the stone sat an angel who said,
"Jesus is not here. He is alive. Quickly now, go tell his disciples."
They ran like the wind to tell the disciples.
"Jesus has risen. He's alive."
They were so happy. Jesus appeared to many people. He walked with two followers on the Emmaus Road. Then Jesus visited the disciples in Jerusalem as they gathered to eat supper.
"Peace be with you,"
Jesus said. He ate with them and showed them his nail-scarred hands and feet. Jesus was truly alive. He had risen from the grave.
"Remember what I said on the way to Jerusalem several days ago. I will be handed over to the Roman leaders. I will be unkindly treated, and just like the prophet said, I will die, and on the third day, I will come back to life again. All these things you have now seen. Now, you must go into every nation and tell them the good news of God's coming kingdom. Tell them that if they believe in me and my words, they will live forever, just like me."
Jesus stayed with the disciples a while longer. Then, after he had blessed each of them, he said,
"I am going now to live with my Father and your Father. Be sure that I am always going to be with you."
Then Jesus rose up into the air until he disappeared in the clouds. As they were gazing into the sky, two men in white clothing stood beside them and said,
"One day, Jesus will come again in this very same way."
Then the disciples returned to Jerusalem to start their ministries.